fight the fight for what's right.
I'm fed up, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Hey, I'm really into black metal, like Slayer, King Diamond, Exodus, everybody. Well, I don't know, I guess it's the same thing that people like to go see horror movies. I just like to listen to this music. I just think it's entertaining. I like it.
Satanism, sex, and swearing, the favorite topics of heavy metal musicians. While they sing their way to fame and fortune, their message turns teens into rebellious radicals. Bob Larson fights the ravages of rock and roll. Your gift of $500 to $1,000 makes you a champion of Bob's fight for what's right.
Help me fight for what's right.
Call 1-800-223-CLUB today. Or write Box 36A, Denver, Colorado, 80236. Back Bob's fight for what's right.
Realize you're going down that road, and you're leading the rest of America. They'd like to go down that road.
Bob Larson knows crude collars are a sign he's doing something right. You may be fed up with Bob being fed up, but that won't change society's sins.
God says your mind is depraved. Diane?
Bobby?
Who are you mad at?
I'm not mad at...
Yes, you are. Get off it. Come on. Get real, would you? What are you so angry about? Who did what to you when?
Nobody's done anything to me.
Yes, they have.
And I haven't intensely enjoyed, but...
Just tell me truthfully, where does the anger come from?
Well, when I was small, something did happen to me.
How small?
Excuse me?
How small?
Well, I was in elementary school. I was probably, maybe in the third or fourth grade.
What happened?
Well, I was forced to do some things by some people.
Forced to do what?
Forced to, well, I don't think I can really say it on the air.
Sure you can. Just choose your words wisely.
Well, I was forced to... Well, you know, I'd just rather not say it. I'd just rather not say it.
You were forced to what?
It's not really important.
It's very important. Look, if you watch kinky, perverted lesbian videos, you could at least tell me what they made you do.
Well, I'm afraid if I say it, I'll either break down laughing or crying.
Well, what? Who did it? Who forced you?
Well, I'm not going to say that.
Why not?
All right, let me try to catch my breath and then I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I need to catch my breath because I'm just, you know, I'm on radio. I'm not a radio personality.
You don't have to be. You're a person.
Well, thank you, Bob. I'm glad you think so. I was forced to, in the third or fourth grade.
Mm-hmm. Forced to do what?
Fondle snakes and sacrifice vegetables.
Society can no longer ignore Satanism. Whether you choose to believe the devil is real isn't the issue. Thousands have sworn allegiance to the devil and do his bidding. Demonic deviance reigns over America now as Satan schemes to sabotage the souls of our children. Once he has them in his grasp, they are mentally, physically, and sexually victimized.
I was thinking about going Satan's way to get out of my problems, man.
I am a Satanist. It believes in self-indulgence.
I'm a drug user and I'm a Satanist. One night I was on an acid trip and I had a vision of Satan. I got the whole nine yards of what's going down.
I believe that Satan is my God. Drugs, anything I need, I get.
The devil is deceiving our children. Call 1-800-223-CLUB and help me counter the lies of evil with the love of the Lord.
Gabriel and Grand Prairie, thanks for sharing 1-1156 and Bob and Doris and Carrollton. Hey, those Texas folks coming through. And Sharon gets a 223-12 so they can get that video. It's Jerry and Midland and Ernest and Burleson. These Texas folks, God bless you. Melody in Bakersfield. And Kathy in Albuquerque. You're going to love that video, plus my book and all those other materials that we're going to send you. 1-800-821-TALK is the on-the-air number, and I tell you, we've got some very tense situations here right now. Now, Rebecca, I want you to just listen to me for a minute, okay?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Now, we want to help you, and the people who gave you this number knew that we would be able to help you. Now, we can help you in a number of ways.
You can help me?
The first thing we can do is pray for you. Okay? Pardon? It doesn't hurt.
Do I have to cut myself?
You do not have to cut yourself. You don't do anything. You just listen right now.
Okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
In the name of our Father in heaven and his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, we just pray right now for the peace and comfort of God to come upon Rebecca. I pray that her mind may be opened. And I pray that the power of the Holy Spirit may come upon her. We bind all the powers of darkness. We bind all the work of the enemy. And we make every evil spirit subject to the Lord Jesus Christ. And all the work of the Satanist in her life, we command that it come to an end in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we pray right now for the love of Christ to come to where she is right now and to overshadow her life. And I place the blood of Christ on Sally right now. On Rebecca. I place the blood of Christ on Rebecca right now. I place the blood of Christ on Rebecca. You are bound by the authority in Jesus. You are bound. In Jesus' name, you are bound. I rebuke you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are bound. And Rebecca is being loosed. Rebecca is being loosed by the power of Jesus Christ. Don't worry, Rebecca. God is in control. Don't you worry. Who are you? Who are you? The keeper? You are not the keeper.
The guardian.
You are not the guardian.
Who am I?
You are subject to Jesus Christ. You are subject to Jesus Christ.
No.
Keeper and guardian, I bind you in Jesus' name. Keeper and guardian, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Keeper and guardian. Keeper and guardian, you are bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Keeper, you who call yourself keeper, is Jesus Christ Lord?
Yes.
You cannot have this girl. Do you hear me? You cannot have her. She is not yours. To whom does she belong?
Right now.
She will not continue to belong to him.
We'll do everything we can to terminate her.
You can't. You can't terminate her.
I'm so confused.
Rebecca?
What?
Now you just relax for a minute, okay? Now you stations down the line. I'm going to suspend my closing. I'm going to suspend the last couple of commercial breaks. I'm going to stay right with her. Now, Rebecca?
Yes.
You just relax for a minute.
Yes.
You who call yourself the keeper, speak to me. In the name of Christ, you speak to me.
What is it?
You let her go. You let her go.
Why should I let her go? She belongs to me.
Not forever.
I was sent here to protect her, to guide her, and to lead her.
Jesus Christ came here to die for her.
She has not yet made that choice.
She will make that choice, and you know very well it's a miracle that she called today. It's a miracle she called today, isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it?
Someone out there was praying for her.
Well, that's your problem. Now, you listen to me. You must be subject to the authority of Jesus Christ. How many more of there are you? How many more of you are there?
How many keepers?
How many more of your kind?
There are many.
How many? Tell me in the name of Jesus Christ. How many?
Been here for generations. There are hundreds.
Well, the hold is being broken.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, and you know very well it is being broken. God did not have her call me by an accident, and God would not have thousands of people praying right now. And you know very well that your hold is being broken now.
We will have her on our Hallows Eve, Bob.
No, you will not have her on your Hallows Eve. You will not have...
She will be ours forever.
No, she will not be yours forever. She will belong to Jesus.
He's deceived.
Who's David? The David we were talking to a moment ago?
He's deceived.
Keeper?
Yes.
Is Satan defeated?
Yes.
Did Jesus Christ rise from the dead?
Yes.
Then you are defeated too. And your hour has come to an end.
I have a right to be here.
What is the right?
She has not accepted your God.
Keeper, by the authority in Jesus' name, I bind you to hold your tongue silent right now.
Yes.
I bind you to submerge and hold your tongue silent. Rebecca? Rebecca?
What?
I want you to... Do you want love in your life?
I'm scared of it.
Do you want it?
Yes.
Do you want God?
I don't know who he is.
Do you want him? Do you want him if he is love?
If it's true.
Then say, I, Rebecca. Keeper, stay out of the way in Jesus' name. Rebecca? Rebecca, keeper, get out of the way. I command you to stay out of the way. Rebecca?
Yes?
Say, I, Rebecca.
I, Rebecca.
Want love.
Want love.
I want God. Stay out of the way, keeper. Stay out of the way.
I want love.
I want out.
I want out.
Say, I put my trust.
I put my trust.
In God.
In God.
In God. Stay out of the way, keeper.
God.
And Jesus Christ. Say, Anne.
And.
Jesus. Say, Jesus. Keeper, stay out of the way. Stay out of the way, keeper.
Jesus.
Christ. Keeper, you are bound. You stay right there, and I'm going to come back to you in a minute. I have to go away. I just ask all of you to be very, very much in prayer. Support this ministry. Stand by us. And support us in prayer now.
This is IBN, the International Broadcasting Network.
Helping the hurting is what Talk Back with Bob Larson is all about. Thank you for praying.
Now, let me tell you what's going on right now. At this moment, Rebecca's mother is sitting in the car in a trance. Now, it just may be that that's something that God did to get her mother out of the way so I could talk with Rebecca. I don't know what's going on. I'm speculating. Rebecca is not at the phone right now. Rebecca is going to come back to the phone at any minute. In the meantime, I want every, and I may have to interrupt this, but I want every demon in hell to listen.
I don't want to hear any more that you have to say. Do you hear me?
Catherine?
Please, leave us alone.
No, I will not leave you alone. Catherine, under no circumstances will I leave you alone. Not when you are going to murder your daughter. And I will not leave you alone because I want you to have God's love in your life. I want you to know the promise and the hope.
You listen to me. It's too late for me.
It is not too late.
It is too late.
That's a lie. That's a lie of Baphomet. That's a lie of Lucifer. It is not. If it's too late, why am I talking to you now?
I have no idea.
If it's
I can't get rid of you.
You can't get rid of me. You aren't going to get rid of me because I won't let you go, because God won't let you go. How would I know about Ouroboros and Marduk?
Listen.
And Floretta.
No, right.
How would I know?
Speak those names.
Listen, those are the names of demons which Jesus Christ has trod under his feet. which Jesus Christ has defeated at the cross. I will speak them.
Leave us out of your little fairy tale land. We will not have any part of it. You understand me?
Who's living in the fairy tale? You've got a black book with names of ancient spirits and relatives that have passed a curse down seven...
That's reality.
It's not... Is killing your daughter on October 31st a reality?
It is reality.
It's murder.
We must get rid of this evil.
What evil?
You are evil.
You're the one that's going to commit murder. You're the one that's going to kill your daughter.
I will join her.
Are you going to kill yourself? Are you? In Jesus' name, who's interfering? Mm-hmm. Who is it? Who is it? Come to attention. Who are you?
Mm-hmm. Ravinsky.
Well, Ravinsky, I thought you couldn't speak English.
Ravinsky.
I thought you couldn't speak English.
Ravinsky.
Are you Ravinsky?
God.
Can you speak English?
Listen, I don't want any part of this.
Catherine,
you
listen to me.
Are
Catherine,
nothing.
Catherine, who's going to kill?
Alone.
Catherine, who's going to kill you at Halloween?
No one.
Are you going to take your own life?
That's none of your business.
Are you planning to sacrifice yourself?
This is none of your business.
It is God's business. Why would I be talking to you? This is a miracle, Catherine.
You are a fool.
How would I know all of this? Why would I be talking to you if I were a fool? If I were a fool, how would I know all of this?
I have no idea, but you leave us alone.
I know about Ravinsky. You know
leave
what...
Leave us alone. I'm begging you.
In Christ's name...
Get out of this while you can.
In Christ's name, we break the curse of Ravinsky. What? Ravinsky? Can you speak English? Are you there, Ravinsky? Ravinsky, the blood of Christ be on your curse. 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 You cannot have Catherine's life on Halloween. You cannot have it. You cannot have it. And you cannot have the life of Rebecca. Rebecca confessed Christ yesterday. You heard her. Did you not? Confess it. Did you hear her? Answer me, Ravinsky. Answer me. Catherine? Catherine?
Leave us alone.
Catherine?
Please.
For God so loved the world, he
leave
sent his son,
alone.
Jesus Christ, to
I
die for you, Catherine.
You need to hear what you have to
you
say.
You need to hear. If it
you
were...
You leave my
if
daughter
it were,
and
I will not leave your daughter alone. I will not let you kill your daughter, and I will not let you kill yourself in the name of these spirits. Jesus Christ has... I know how many spirits Rebecca has.
Listen.
She has 342 of them.
We have a long trip ahead of us, and I don't intend to spend it on this telephone.
No, you cannot go anywhere. You cannot go anywhere. In the name of Christ, we command you be restrained. Now, is it a hoax? Well, it's not from this end, even though that's what the police, the official position that they're taking. And believe me, that's very heartbreaking because a life is on the line here. I'm in a difficult situation I've never been in before in my life. I got my laundry hung out to dry in front of the whole country, so to speak, here. It's no hoax, friend. Not from this end. I have people of integrity working with me here. Responsible people. Any official of the police department who wants to walk in here and question any one of us may feel absolutely free to do so. Put us on a lie detector text. Go ahead, if you want the truth. Folks, I don't have all the answers. I have some. I have Jesus, and he's got them all, and we'll do the best we can with this situation. I thank those of you. I want to ask you to dial 1-800-223-BOOK-CLUB, but I want to ask you to do something special. I haven't said much about it, but pray for me personally in this ordeal. Would you do that? Just pray for me.
As a child, I had many demonic experiences, horrible nightmares that actually turned into, that materialized, where I would wake up and it would truly be happening. So I know that there are demonic influences.
Like what?
Well, like demons coming and actually levitating me off my bed and throwing me back down. My brother had a buffalo chase him around his room literally every night. He was supposed to be a black magician, but it really happened, and he was terrified, and he would wake up and be awake, and this demon buffalo would chase him around his room. Just things like that.